This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Our training camp coverage of the Cowboys continues, but it is time now for the Rangers GM show as Chris Young joins us. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. You think there'll be less big company trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Think again. And those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them. So get the representation that won't settle for less. Frankel & Frankel, truckwreck.com is... Chris Young is set to join us here on your home of the Rangers, 105 through the Fan. They do have a year off. They have a night off tonight. It's COVID year again. No, they have a night off tonight, and they'll be back at it tomorrow taking on the Houston Astros right here on 105.3 The Fan. So full show today, a shorter show tomorrow and Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we're going to have that 1 o'clock baseball going on. So right about this time on Thursday, if you're tuning into the G-Bag Nation, what you're going to hear is either the post-game show or the 8th or 9th inning, something like that. Man, a lot of people fired up by the Brittany Griner story, and, you know, some people saying it's the law, you know, it's illegal there, it's illegal here, it's easy to follow the rules, and I get that, you know. I think there's lots of different ways of looking at that, and one of them is, should they be laws?
I don't think they're being honest. They're telling you about the laws and everything. I don't think they're being honest. I think there's something else they want to say,
okay,
but they're not saying it. Some people are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I don't think so.
Because it's a fine over there.
Yeah.
What she had is a fine over there.
Really?
Yes. It's a big fine, but it's a fine.
Wow.
Yeah. They're taking advantage of the situation
and
exploiting it.
Yeah.
Wow. It's only a fine over there. Wow. That's news to me. All righty. Joining us now is Rangers GM Chris Young here on 105 Through the Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing good. Thanks. Okay. So first question, it's kind of big picture looking back. In the time that you've been here, you know, it feels like this team's heading in a good direction, adding a lot of promising young players that we got to see more of over the weekend. Overall, are you satisfied with the direction that you've helped take the team in your time here, Chris?
Well, I think that I'll never be satisfied until we get to the top. I mean, I came here with the goal of winning championships, and we're not a championship-level team yet. I am satisfied in terms of what our plan is, what our vision is, and some of the steps we've taken to get to that. But nonetheless, until we get to we're holding the World Series trophy and our fans are celebrating and coming to see a Texas Rangers championship parade, I'll never be satisfied. So I guess the answer is yes and no. But I am convicted in our plan. I'm convicted in those steps that we've taken. And I know that things are going the right direction, but nonetheless, it doesn't make it any less painful to see us, you know, where we are in the standings and know that, we have a long way to go.
Chris, you had several suitors in your time with the big leagues. Like, there was almost a competition to get you to come work for one of these franchises. Since you made that decision, has this job been everything you hoped it would be for you?
Oh, absolutely. It's been everything I could possibly want it to be. I didn't know I could feel so invested and really just part of one organization the way I have. I mean, I never felt this way as a player. I knew that I, you know, loved the team I was on, but you could be traded in a moment's notice. This is something that, you know, one, growing up a Ranger fan, just really, really connect with our fan base and understand exactly what it means to be a Ranger fan and the pains that they've gone through over the course of a 50-year history. And then secondly, I think just from our organization and the people we have and you know, what we're building, I'm so focused on what we need to do to reach that championship level. It's been everything I thought it could be. It's challenging, and I love the challenge, but nonetheless, it is it's brought me great fulfillment, and the best is still yet to come.
Chris, when things are kind of going along, when you're struggling, Do you think about your farm system? Is that what's keeping you going right now? That, you know, you got these top 100 players sitting down there, but you know, you got to hold hope that, man, that is going to be what's going to turn this thing around. Is that how you look at it? Or is it just, you know, is you anxious about, you know, getting these kids involved and getting this thing turned around the right way?
Well, I think that the farm system does give me great hope. I think that we recognize, you know, where we are and the depth we have in our farm system and the talent we have on the way. But likewise, I see positives happening at the big league level. I see development over some of our young major league players. I see some of our second and third years players taking steps that are positive. And then, you know, I look around the league and I see ways that we can improve our roster moving forward at the big league level externally from our farm system. So I think it's a combination of everything. I think most importantly, we have good people on the PD side who are developing our players. I think we have very good things happening at the big league level with some of the development of our young major league players. And then we're going to continue to add the right pieces that fit our vision, both short-term and long-term, to help build a sustainable, successful team.
Rangers GM Chris Young with us here on the G-Bag Nation. To stick with the farm, you know, we were reading good things about Josh Young at the Arizona complex. He's swinging the bat well, was playing some first, and I know Woody said that's not a permanent position switch, but looking at what you have at your depth along the infield with Ezekiel Duran and Josh Smith, I mean, is that something you might consider, Josh Young at first base? And do you think that he does have a chance to maybe get some at-bats with the big league club before the season's over?
Well, I'll start with the second question first. I do believe Josh, we could see him at some point this season, assuming two things, first of which is that his health continues to make progress and that he rehabs in accordance with the protocol and the plan from his surgery. If that continues to go smoothly, Josh, we have confidence will perform and earn his way to the big leagues. But I think from a timeline perspective, that is reasonable that he could go out, join Round Rock, play well there for a period of time, and we may see him at some point playing for the Rangers. That will be performance based on performance and the medical side. In regards to the position, Josh Young is a third baseman. We view Josh as a third baseman. I think the positional versatility is something we're trying to do with a lot of our players. It creates good options. If, you know, Nate Lowe has had a tremendous year. If he needs an off day or he's got a tough matchup against a left-handed pitcher, it allows us to maybe slide somebody to third base, move Josh over to first. It gives us some creativity in terms of how we can construct a lineup to give us the best chance of winning. I think it's important not only for Josh, but for a lot of our players. We've seen Josh Smith playing left field. We've seen Duran at second, Duran at third. He's played minor. He's played shortstop and some outfield in the minor leagues. So I think just having that versatility is something that gives us flexibility and creativity when we construct our roster and specific to matchups that maximizes our chances of winning night in, night out.
Chris, I'm going to ask this question. Are you and Woody still seeing eye to eye on the direction of this team?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Woody and I, and JD, we certainly share the same vision for the team. You know, I think that there's no doubt that we've had a number of challenges this year and more of recent in terms of, you know, falling off in the standings. And but that doesn't change the way we, in terms of the three of us, see our future and what this team is capable of and what we're building long term. But certainly, you know, we recognize that there have been some shortcomings of recent. It doesn't mean we can't get hot here and pull out of it, but, you know, we are on the same page in terms of the vision. There's no doubt.
It's Chris Young here with you on 105.3 The Fan. You know, you guys have so much young talent in Baseball America, pointing that out and all that today. It's to the point of redundancy at a couple of different positions. With that kind of situation, it's good to have options. Is it hard to remain patient? Is, I guess, the question that I want to ask, because you could go for it and get better, right, you know, at the deadline or whenever you want to.
Yeah, it really is. Just, you know, to be very frank, I think it is hard. I think that we all want instant gratification, and I think that we look up and we see a team that played okay in the first half of the season and it was in the wild card hunt up until really the beginning of July. And you know, you can see an avenue. You can kind of squint and see an avenue where this is all coming together. But you also live the day in, day out frustrations of you know, the tough losses, the one run losses, Just the team not being able to get over the hump in terms of winning these close games. And that's basically the difference between a playoff team and a non-playoff team. And we have to overcome that. We have to get there. That said, I do not think we need to get short-sighted in terms of sacrificing our long-term plan and our long-term vision with building a pipeline of talent through our player development system. Inevitably, there will be players that are moved that we trade and upgrade the big league roster via trade. There'll be log jams at certain positions where we have to do that. But I think by and large, having that pipeline of talent is what the best organizations have done. And I think we can't get short-sighted in that. There will be a time, and it may be 1 year from now. I don't know. I hope it's a year from now, when we do make a big trade to acquire somebody who's going to help us with a playoff push. But I felt like this year was a year premature. We were very disciplined in our trade deadline process. And in the end, I think we came out of it in good shape. We weren't very exciting in terms of the one trade we made. But nonetheless, I think that we're in good position moving into the offseason and then next year in 2023.
Well, you certainly got some nice early returns from Cole Reagans in his debut and then Bubba Thompson since he's been called up as well. The Cole Reagans story and you being a former pitcher, he's an easy guy to root for. But what stood out to you about Cole Reagans and his major league debut and the early success we've seen from Bubba Thompson?
Well, I'll start with Cole. I think for me, it's two of the intangibles. It's things that are really hard to measure. The poise, him standing on the mound and being very calm and collected and confident with who he is. And then secondly, the conviction. Cole, to see a young player making his debut and to stand out there and shake Jonah and really know exactly what he wanted to do with each hitter, to pitch his game and not deviate from it. It was really a sign of a very mature. There are a lot of veteran pitchers who struggle with that at times that don't have that conviction or they lose the poise and things get a little shaky for them. Cole exhibited both of those characteristics, and it was really fun to watch. And it was such a mature mentality. I think it was very impressive to all of our coaches and everybody watching him. And I think that it just shows what he's capable of, and we just need to continue to keep him healthy. And, the best should be yet to come for him as well.
When you're looking
regarding
at the
Bubba.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
I got carried away with Cole there. Regarding Bubba, Bubba has been tremendous in terms of the adjustments. He is such a great person, a team player, a team favorite, every team he's ever been on, and just continues to get better and better. I've always said Bubba, I think, is a late bloomer. I think he's going to get better and better, continue to make adjustments. And, he's going to have to adjust to competition at the big league level. He's been able to do that at every level. It hasn't been a fast path for Bubba, but nonetheless, he showed the aptitude to make those adjustments in time. And I think we'll see the same. I think we'll see some struggles at times in the big leagues, but over time, you'll start to see him making adjustments and really impacting the team.
How much would you want to play in a Field of Dreams game if you could?
I would love that. I watched it last year. I thought it was tremendous. I mean, just a great display for Major League Baseball. I think it was just an absolute win, and looking forward to seeing this year's game as well.
Okay, on Martin Perez, with deciding to not trade him and how much the franchise needs pitching, are you guys planning to bring him back for sure? How do you approach that going forward now?
No, absolutely. We have extreme interest in bringing Martin back. It was part of the reason we didn't trade him. I think that, one, we see him fitting our future into 2023 and potentially beyond. But secondly, I think we recognize what he means to this year's team. I mean, we're not throwing in the towel. We want to build momentum here in the second half. Now, especially with John Gray going down, and we didn't know the news on John at the deadline, so it didn't really factor into our plans. But nonetheless, having a veteran pitcher, a stabilizer, somebody that the young guys can look up to, he can be a leader in the clubhouse. The maturity of Martin has been tremendous, and there's real value to that. And we weren't going to, we set a really high bar for him. We had a few teams call and kind of knock on the door to see if we were interested. And when we told them what we were looking for, they just said, we're not going to pay that price for a rental starter. And I said, we value him more than a rental starter. He has a profound impact in our clubhouse, and he's a great example for our younger guys. And frankly, we want to keep him. So that's why we decided not to move him.
All right, so going to put you on the spot a little here, CY, but we just got back from Cowboys training camp, and a few of us had some roommate scenarios. And I was wondering, in your days traveling in the minor leagues or whatever it might have been, some baseball camps, did you ever just have a horrible roommate experience?
I never had a horrible roommate experience. What I did have one time when I was I'd been traded from Pittsburgh to Montreal, and I got traded with another college player. So the two of us had been, you know, we were kind of the same age. I think we were 22 at the time, had been to college, probably a little bit higher maturity level than some of the high school signees. And we came over to Montreal. We lived together in the hotel for the first week of spring training. And all of a sudden the farm director came to me and said, "Hey, we're going to split you guys up. We want you to room with our high school first round draft pick."
What?
And I said, "Look, I appreciate that, but I'm not here to babysit." And they said, "Well, we think you'd be a good mentor for him." And I said, I really don't want to do this. I don't have any interest in doing this." And he said, "Look, I know you don't, but we're going to do it anyway." And
oh, no.
I said, "Well, I guess I don't have a choice in this." I voiced my lack of excitement in terms of that. He was a very good kid, but just in terms of we had different life experiences and weren't, you know, it's hard. You can't just pair anybody up in a room situation and expect it to go well. But we got along, and, you know, it was a good lesson for me in terms of what it means to be a mentor, but also that, you know, this is a business, and you got to put each player in position to succeed. So it was probably the one roommate experience that wasn't ideal, but I made it work.
Man, great story, Chris, and way to make it work. We appreciate you as always, and we'll catch you up with you in a couple weeks.
Guys, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
There he goes, Chris Young, Rangers GM. Yeah, we think he'd be a great mentor. Yeah, I probably would. It doesn't mean I want to do it. The kid's 17 years old.
I'm not rooming with the rookie pitcher. Come on. He's a seven. Yeah, exactly. He's just out of high school. He can't even drink.
Man, I don't know what I'd do in that situation. I think I'd tell the kid, order what you want off room service. I'm going to hang out with my bros and play some poker here down
like
the hall.
Like Mike.
Something like that.
Yeah, don't leave this room, okay?
Yeah.
Nobody in, nobody out, all right? I'll be back at 11 and check on you.
I mean, you're trying to do your normal thing as a veteran, hang down, play some video games, crack some coldies, whatever it is, hang out with Ricky Henderson, and you're responsible for what this 17-year-old sees and breathes? No. All right, we got to go. Around the NFL, top stories from Pro Football Next, the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.